is host, Marty Forth from Montreal, sir. Both he and they, as blithe and gay as going to a ball, sir. Troops he chose were all of those that conquered Marshal Saul, sir. What Garonne, the fact is known, scarce brought them to a halt, sir. With troops like these, he thought with ease to crush the Yankee faction. His only thought was how he ought to bring them into action. Your very name, Sir George exclaims, without a gun or bayonet, will pierce like darts through Yankee hearts and all their spirits stagnate. Oh, how I dread lest they have fled and left their puny fort, sir. For sure Macomb won't stay at home to afford us any sport, sir. Goodbye, he said to those at state, keep close as mice or rats snug. We'll just run out upon a scout to burn the town of Plattsburgh. Then up Champlain with might and main, he marched with dread array, sir, with fife and drum to scare Macomb and drive him quite away, sir. And side by side their nation's pride along the current beat, sir, sworn not to sup to lay it up Macdonough and his fleet, sir. Still onward came these men of fame, resolved to give no quarter, to their cost found out at last that they had caught a Tartar. At distant shot a while they fought by water and by land, sir. His knightship ran from man to man and gave his dread command, sir. Britain, strike home this dog Macomb, so well a fellow knows us, will just as soon jump o'er the moon as venture to oppose us. With quick dispatch light every match, man every gun and swivel, cross in a crack the Saranac and drive them to the devil. The Vermont ranks that line the banks then poise the unerring rifle, and to oppose their haughty foes they found a perfect trifle. Meanwhile the fort kept up such sport, they thought the devil was in it. Their mighty train played off in vain, was silenced in a minute. George amazed so wildly gazed, such frantic gambles acted. Of all his men, not one in ten but thought him quite distracted. He cursed and swore, his hair he tore, and jumped upon his pony. He galloped off towards the bluff to look for Captain Downey. But when he spied Macdonough ride in all the pomp and glory, he hastened back to Saranac to tell the dismal story. My gallant crews, oh shocking news, have all been killed or taken, except a few that just withdrew in time to save their bacon. Old England's pride must now subside, oh how the news will shock her, to have her fleet not only beat but sent to Davy's locker. From this sad day let no one say Britannia rules the ocean, we've dearly bought the humbling thought that this is all a notion. With 1 to 10 I'd fight against men, but these are Satan's legions. Malice fraught come piping hot from Pluto's darkest regions. Alas, won't do, what shall I do? I smell the burning sulfur. Set Britain's Isle all rank and file, set men would soon engulf her. That's full as bad, oh, I'll run mad, those western bounds are summoned. Gaines, Scott, and Brown are coming down to serve me just like Drummond. Thick to his bees, the Vermonters are swarming on the lake, sir. And Izzard's men come back again, lie hid in every break, sir. Good Brisbane beat a quick retreat before their forces join, sir. For sure as fate, they've laid a bait to catch us like Burgoyne, sir. All round about, keep good lookout, we'll surely be surrounded. Since I could crawl, my gallant soul was never so astounded. The rout began, Sir George led on, his men ran helter-skelter. Each tried his best to outrun the rest to gain a place of shelter. To hide their fear, they gave a cheer and thought it mighty cunning. He'll fight, they say, another day, who saves himself by running.